In fact, I don't think he probably wants to talk about what happened last night, because, Loz, with the delay with match day number one being, you know, called off,
yep.
they were showing old Ashes highlights. And have a guess. Have a guess who was ripping through the Pommies.
Glenn McGrath?
No.
Warnie?
No.
Jason Gillespie?
No.
Colin Miller?
No. Colin Miller.
Michael Kasperwitz?
No. Andy Bickle? No.
None of those guys.
Stewie Clark. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I think we should have played that Perth test and played the Melbourne test and Sydney test. Just forgot about this series, mate. There was the glory years back then.
Hey, that mate, I can tell you what, you just, they were like shelling peas for you.
Oh, mate, look, I was funny. I was watching it and my phone started to go off and everyone was, and then I played the most horrendous shot you've ever seen to get bowled by Hoggard. And my son just looks at me and goes, "What were you doing there?" Yeah, not quite sure, mate. Third ball,
trying
to mow one over mid wicket and got
bowled. Right, Stewie. I'm going to ask you straight off the top.
Yep.
And we're going. This is how we're going to start.
Yep.
Winning the toss, good decision to bowl first, or should have we have batted?
Well, I think when you lose a day, I think obviously the wicket was under cover for a whole day, and yes, they've got that aerated cover and stuff like that, but I dare say the powers that be, Tim Payne and the Brains Trust, sort of said, our best chance to win this test match is to bowl England out here. You bat first and then you pile on a big score, then you sort of maybe run out of time, and if they get enough, you've got to bat again, and then you get this whole question of how long do we bat for and what's enough and we can't let them win. And so I think that the theory would have been, if we could bowl them out, then we can bat once, put on a big score and put them under pressure in the last innings where Lyon will come into his own. The only problem is they had them 2 for and they had them 3 for and they had them 6 for 130 and then they just couldn't get Bairstow and Wokes out.
Well, they could have if they played Mitchell Starc. No one tidies up the tail better than him.
Well, you know, in England, it's funny, having played a bit of county cricket over the years there, that the hardest guys that seem to get out are the tail enders. The ball gets soft, the wickets are quite sort of unresponsive. So you need someone that's got genuine firepower or brutal firepower just to knock over the last 3 or 4.
Yeah.
That's where Mitchell Starc is at his best. I agree with you, TK. I just Peter Siddle doing a wonderful job, no drama whatsoever. Going to be steady from one end. But Mitchell Starc has that X factor that, yes, he hasn't bowled well with the last 4 or 5 test matches that he played in other than maybe the last Sri Lankan one. But you know what? On his day, as we saw in the World Cup where he knocked over, I think, Ben Stokes with an absolute beauty, he can bowl one of those balls that when you need a wicket, you can get one.
Mm. 258 we bowled England out for. Did you see anything in the pitch which suggests that that is a good score, or was it a big unders score?
Oh, look, it's an indifferent score. I think it's probably good, it's probably bad, it's probably everything. It really depends on a little bit on how Australia go to the top order. It depends on whether England find a way to get Steve Smith out, because if they don't, Australia will get 500 again. Because he's just batting that well. What will really be a difference is what the overhead conditions are like. Lords is one of those places where the cloud cover comes in, a bit like Brisbane, the ball starts to do, you know, just a little bit more than when it's hot and sunny. So the forecast is for a bit of rain, a bit of moisture in the wicket. If they can get a little bit of cloud cover, England, I think they're a real chance to do some damage to Australia. That said, if it's sunny and it's sort of a nice day over there in London, then, you know, Australia could get in and away they go. I think the spinner will probably come into play. He's a bit he's obviously untested at Test cricket, but, you know, can he be effective like Nathan Lyon is and really just tie up one end of the innings?
Yeah. I thought at times last night the bounce in the pitch was inconsistent. So if it stays like that, it's only going to get worse. So if Australia are chasing, you know, a couple of hundred, will it break up in 4 days? I mean, at 5 days it might, and you know, break up a little bit more, and that inconsistent bounce would come into effect. But over 4 days, does it matter?
Oh, look, probably it will to some extent. Probably it's obviously not as bad as 5 days, but what there is footmarks in the last inning. So if England can keep Australia to somewhere near their total, put on 250 and be 200 ahead. History says that chasing 200 in the fourth innings is not an easy target. Doesn't matter what game it is. Yes, it has been done, and there's the odd game, but the pressure of batting last, foot holes, spinners coming into their own, there'll probably be a little bit of reverse swing because the wicket does dry out a bit. It'll become hard. That's probably another reason why England chose to, or Australia, well, England would be happy with batting first, I suppose, because they don't have to bat last. And we saw in the first test how hard it was to bat in the fourth innings. Yes, the wicket was a bit different, but certainly not an easy thing to do, bat fourth.
Yeah, which is interesting. I guess Dave Warner's having a little bit of a rough trot. I mean, yeah, it's a long Ashes series. He's up there in the top six batsmen in the world, probably, arguably. He'll come good. He's back in the sheds. He'll be disappointed. He got a good ball, though, for Broad.
Yeah, and that can happen in England. You can get a good Broad. Stuart Broad, I think, likes bowling to David Warner, especially in England. He goes around the wicket. He can get the ball to sort of angle in and tail away. He can bowl from over the wicket and get the ball to angle back into David Warner. Warner's record in England is not as strong as it is in other places on hard wickets around the world. He does battle a little bit when the ball moves around. But in saying that, you are right. He's a quality player. He's a world-class player. He's got a world-class record. You do back him at some stage. If he gets on a wicket that's nice and flat, some tiring bowlers, he can really pound them into the ground.
You wouldn't have seen much of Jofra Archer.
It was early.
early in the morning, so you mightn't have seen any of it, Stewie. But is he going to be our biggest danger in this game, or will it be a Wokes, or will it be a Broad, or Leach the spinner?
Well, anyone that's got genuine pace like Jofra Archer is a danger no matter where and what sort of wickets. And if the wicket is flat, he can still cause a lot of trouble. The question is, can he be fast? Can he be, you know, lethal in his 20th over? That will be the test. And that's where Jofra Archer is untested. Justin Langer's comments weren't, I don't think, incorrect in saying that, you know, it's going to be harder. It's not one-day cricket where you can bowl two overs here and three overs there on a white ball. It's hard work, test cricket, especially on day three, and you've bowled for 20 and you've got to go back out and bowl another 15 on day three. That's the test for Jofra Archer. Australia need to not let him get his tail up and pick up a couple of early wickets. They've really got to make him bowl lots of overs. And all reports out of England, and again, I can't verify whether this is right or not, but he does tire as the game goes on, as most folks do.
Yep.
But more significantly than someone that's a hardened test cricketer.
Yeah. And do you know much about this Leach and what type of bowler he is? Well, we know that he bowls left arm spin, but is he a
left arm orthodox?
I know he had a bit of trouble with with the ICC over his action a while back. Obviously he's fixed that. He's been around for a long time, played a lot of county cricket. He's got a decent county record, I might add. It's not stellar, but he's got a decent record. Look, I'll be honest with you. You'd want to hope he's not just picked to get Steve Smith out and he's actually going to bowl from one end for long periods of time. But, you know, left-arm orthodox spinners that can bowl into the rough to the left-handers and get the ball to spin back will make it hard. Mohan Ali wasn't doing the job. He was getting pummeled by everyone and he couldn't get a run. So why not give Jack Leach a go?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Hopefully the weather plays its role over there in a positive way, I'm talking about.
I just looked at the weather forecast. I think we'll get the first session in, and then there's rain expected in the afternoon. So it's not great.
From a selfish point of view, that's good for us.
It all came right into when they looked at the long-range forecast. And in England, they're very good at getting the forecast right. I know TK's a quasi-weatherman over here. But over there, mate, they're real good at it. So when they say it's going to rain, usually 95% of the time it rains.
Well, they should know. Thanks, Stewie.
See you, buddy.
It's a pretty safe bet, isn't it? Yeah, probably going to rain tomorrow.
Well, how many times do you reckon they've got it wrong over here in Australia? They seem to get it wrong all the time.
Well,
because I know you're a weatherman.
Yeah.
And you say to me on occasions, they said it was going to rain today, or they said it was going to be 20. Have a look outside.
Yep.
And it's not.
Shove your head outside.
So you're always blowing up about...
If I told you we get more rain in Sydney than they get in London, would you believe me?
Would you believe?
Would you believe? 99.
We get more rain here.
We get more rain in Sydney than they get in London.
In their winter, summer, or year round?
No, year.
All year round. Mm. Really? There you go. I didn't know that. But when it rains here, it's torrential, though, isn't it? Over there,
it can be. That's right. We get those heavy summer storms. Yeah. They just get that shitey, drizzly stuff all the time.
Which is annoying. You'd rather bucket down, get over and done with, and then the sun comes out and you've got the humidity.
just repeating that scoreline.
That's summer, Terry.
Geez, summer. 258 England all out. The Aussies 1 for 30. Dave Warner back in the sheds. And Rory Burns made 53. Johnny Bairstow 52. Joshy Hazlewood was fantastic. 3 for 58.